This is Susie Thorpe
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Gloria from Camped Charity. Hello. Hello there. And of course, I've got my lovely as well, Anka Adams from Urquhart Iris. Is that right?
Urquhart Iris.
Oh, sorry. Urquhart Iris. Sorry. Urquhart. Anyway, this is a fantastic samba band. And you're doing a very, very lovely event happening this Saturday, aren't you, for Camped Charity. So let's talk about, first of all, the event. We must get this sorted. So over to you, Anka.
Great. Thanks very much. So you might know Urquhart Iris is Cambridge's one and only community samba band, and we practice just down the road from Cambridge 105 Radio. So we practice at the Bathhouse every Wednesday from 7:30 to 9:30. Anyone can come along and play. If they've never picked up an instrument, it doesn't matter. Come and hit a drum, learn more about it. If you're a professional drummer, come and hit a drum and have a great time. So it's mostly about fun, but it's also about great carnival rhythms, and we have a great time. We play everything from university balls to weddings to busks for charity. And that's one of our remits as a community samba band. And it's one of the things that we love doing best is to support local charities like Camfed. So on this Saturday, we're going to be busking all around town with full support from the city council. So they don't mind us making a lot of noise. And usually the market stall holders, they either love us or they hate us. But most of them have a good dance when we're around. So we'll start around 12 o'clock, and we'll be heading from Gwydir Street down into town, probably via Parker's Peace, Christ Pieces, and then around the Market Square. We'll be doing a bit of busking, maybe down to Scudamore's by the river and back around via Burley Street, back to home territory.
And for us to get involved and to come and watch you, what's up? We would be coming and watch you. We'd be able to dance.
Absolutely. So what you want to do is to be able to dance. You're going to cheer us on. You might even be able to pick up an instrument if you're lucky and there's a couple spare ones around. And most importantly, put your money into the bucket for Camfed. And I think Gloria will explain why that is so important.
Yeah, actually, very, very important. So let's find out what the Camfed charity is all about. Gloria, over to you.
So Camfed is a Cambridge-based charity. So we're really big on, you know, the Cambridge community. And thank you so much for having us. And thank you to Anchor for supporting us, the community samba band. So we support girls in some of the most rural and poorest communities in Africa to go to school. So we're a girls' education charity, and we've just launched a campaign that we're really excited about. We launched it on International Day of the Girl, and it's called Unlock Futures, and it's really focusing on ending child marriage. So it's a huge goal, but we're taking really big steps towards it with the support of our champions and our supporters. And it's really focusing on, in keeping girls in school, we can keep them out of child marriage. And why this is so exciting is because it's kind of a time-limited appeal. So we've got 3 months to raise as much money as we can. And until the 10th of January, the UK government will be doubling every donation made to Camfed. So your single donation gets doubled by the UK government and just doubles your impact to end child marriage. So it's, you know, it's a really exciting opportunity to get involved and really make a huge difference with just a single contribution.
And this is really key, isn't it? Because you say every donation will be doubled. So you know, whatever you make is absolutely important in the donation, and the government's going to back it. So it's just a win-win situation, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
So from the point of view of the actual charity, can you give us some idea of what's been happening so far in the charity? Who've been able to help recently? Has that been something that we can identify with?
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, everyone knows a teenage girl, whether it's your sister, your daughter, your niece, and to imagine them having their future essentially locked away because they've had to be married so young because of poverty, because of simply a lack of access to education and other opportunities, is so heartbreaking. And whether it's a girl that lives here in Cambridge or in a community that you've never even heard about in Africa, it's the same issue, and it affects all of our futures. So what we're doing is keeping these girls in school and making sure that not only can they complete their education and achieve a quality education, but be supported into post-education opportunities as well, into employment, university, and become the leaders and the next you know, the leaders of the next generation and the future leaders of Africa.
We also take this for granted, don't we, in the UK? We don't realise how lucky we are to have the opportunities here. And so for us to help the girls in Africa is more monumental, basically, and it's wonderful to see. Now, in the background, I'm going to play the music, actually, because I think it would be lovely to listen to this as well. Because, Anke, you're going to tell us a little bit about why you chose CAMFED as the charity to support this Saturday, please.
So obviously the doubling proposition is absolutely fantastic. So that's just great for us to be able to bask and go, look, double your money. We've also found that CAMFED is working very closely with the Department for International Development, and they've said that they're super excited for charities like CAMFED to get the public involved, charities that maybe don't reach out enough with that really fun element, you know, to schools and to community members. So it's really great to be able to make a lot of noise and drum up lots of support. And the other thing is, we obviously do quite a bit of busking for charities that hold emergency appeals. And emergency appeals are in the front of people's minds. They're in the news all the time. And we find that with girls' education and with what Gloria's describing here, it's a silent and massive emergency because those girls are absolutely invisible and they don't have a voice in the everyday news and they don't feature as an emergency. And yet for every individual, it's an emergency, but also for a country as a whole, it's a massive emergency. If, you know, close to 50% of the population doesn't get a say and can't develop properly because of deep poverty and also other traditional practices that families find it hard to break out of. Mm. So yeah, we're really pleased to be able to do this and join forces. Another thing we found out recently is that CAMFED and Arco Iris are exactly the same age. So we were founded, both of us, in 1993, and next year we're both celebrating 25 years, a quarter decade of, you know, changing communities and communities coming together, which I think happens in Africa like it does here. I think that community support for girls and for, you know, ARCO is a really strong force in the Cambridge community with lots of disparate people coming together. We had 40 people going to Bremen this year to the carnival in Germany, and 23 different countries were represented on the band. So Whoa. That tells you it's a little microcosm of it Cambridge.
Is. Now, we're listening to one of the pieces of music, which is In the Jungle by Arco Iris. And on the day, will there be some information for people to read up about CAMFED while you're drumming and dancing and really getting into the feel of it?
Definitely. We'll have CAMFED staff there in our bright red t-shirts, shaking the money bucket and answering...
Shaking it to the rhythm.
Definitely to the rhythm. answering any questions that people may have about this campaign, and definitely shouting about the double your money, because, you know, what interests people more than buy one, get one free?
I like that. That's really good. Yes. I can see you're already getting into it now. But I wish you all the very best for this Saturday, the 21st of October, and it's going to be in the city centre. You'll be moving around. Where will you be starting so anyone can try and locate you? Have you sort of sussed that one out?
We'll probably be starting at Parker's Peace, so either in front of the swimming pool or on the other side of the road on Parker's Peace, and then make our way through town. We've got a really good sized band, so I don't think you'll miss us. If you're anywhere near town, you'll probably hear the drum beat.
Follow the noise.
Exactly, follow the noise. Well, it's been a pleasure. Gloria from CAMFED Charity and Anke Adams from Arco Iris. It's been lovely to have you, and I wish you all the best on Saturday. Let's go, girls.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.